Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and yes, forever. What a great comfort we have in this letter to the Hebrews today. And today we will discover why this is so, especially in these times when people are under great, great stress. I would say that almost every person in this congregation has been touched in one way or another by the changing circumstances of the past year or so. Some have had their retirement trimmed. Others have had to seek new or alternate or additional employment. And still others are in the middle of a personal family crisis even today. Things change. We plan our lives in such a way that we believe all will be well. Maybe it'll be just a little bit tight, but still, all should be well. And then something happens to pitch us off of an even keel. But today we have assurance from Scripture that there is one person and one person alone in whom we may place our trust, and that is the unchangeable Christ. If we think about it, to say those words may strike our ears funny. I know it certainly does with people who do not yet have a saving relationship with our Lord Jesus. But even to Christians, it may have become one of those things we believe without really understanding why we believe it. Why Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Today, I will attempt to hold up two scenarios to instruct us in the nature of change. One scenario of human creation and one scenario of divine. We will see why humans are at the center of change, whether they like it or not, and why the divine offers us changelessness, a place of complete rest for our souls. Now, from a human point of view, we know that there is no such thing as permanence. What does not undergo some kind of change, even in our church? Many of us are averse to change, but that still does not stop the tide of it in our own lives. Humans are amazing creatures, aren't they? We have been given the power to create, to think, to dream. And in many ways, we perceive ourselves to be godlike because of these characteristics. But we are not godlike, are we? We are finite. No matter how great our imaginings, they still come from a mind that spans just a mere blink in time. No matter what we humans conceive, no matter how great it is, given a few years, our wants, our beliefs, and even our desires will have changed, forcing into obsolescence that which we have created. Nothing lasts with humans because we are not infinite, nor are our purposes infinite. For example, a group of believers move into what essentially is a garage to worship. The space is small, but it meets the needs of this erstwhile congregation as they begin to sew together the body of Christ in a certain place. And at some point, it becomes a little hard to continue to meet in this garage facility because it is getting a little cramped. And there is just a bit more money now to do something a little different. So what happens? The members get together and they decide to lay out a church. And then needs change again. And they lay out a parish hall. Then an office wing. And then finally an education wing. You see how this works? The church takes its responsibility serious to worship God, to teach members of its congregation to be better believers, and to point others to a saving relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. as needs change, as the needs change of the congregation, the buildings have to change also. They're used for a different purpose. And so now let's hold that human scenario in our minds as we shift gears. How is it that in a world, really in a universe of change, we say and believe that Jesus remains the same? It all has to do with purpose. We first must go back to Scripture to regain a sure foundation for our work about this divine purpose. In the Gospel of John, we learn that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. These words set up for us the fact that Jesus was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through Him. Nothing was made without our Lord Jesus. We know from sacred Scripture that Jesus was from the beginning. He saw all things from the beginning just as if He were at the end looking backwards. Then this amazing person, this second person of the Trinity, came to live with us. This Jesus who was from the very beginning, who knew all, who created all, bent His mighty knee and came to be for us the single purpose we know and love Him for. Jesus came fully human, fully divine, fully purposed from the beginning. He was born to save. Jesus, unlike everything that we humans create, did not gain a purpose. He did not grow a purpose. Jesus did not need a purpose other than the one from the beginning. When we come at it from this angle, viewing human purpose and divine purpose, it's the start. We begin to understand the difference between something human-made and something divinely made. Humans create to satisfy a purpose, where God's purpose simply satisfies because He is from everlasting. Only God knows how we are created, and only He can satisfy. We can say Jesus is the same without change because His sole purpose for being here on earth is to save. The issue, of course, is that so often we don't think we need to be saved from anything. Even Christians fall into this trap. I mean, we are the ones who grew the church from the garage to what we see now here on the corner of 6th and O'Connor. Or at least that's how sometimes we act. Humans crave stability in an ever-changing world. It's an unfortunate fact that we continue to place our trust in created things that degrade because they are not from everlasting. Faithful followers of our Lord Jesus strive to understand this and to incorporate this into our daily love of Jesus. So we fight and we struggle as believers in our Lord Jesus to keep our eyes on the one who is uncreate, the one who will be for us when everything else passes away. He will be there for us at the end of the age, the one and the only one whose purpose has never changed, does not change, and will never change. The one who shed His blood for our sin, our Savior and Lord of all, Jesus of Nazareth. Will you pray with me now? Almighty God, who hast given us Thy only begotten Son to take our nature upon Him, and as at this time to be born of a pure virgin, grant that we, being regenerate, and made thy children by adoption and grace, may daily be renewed by thy Holy Spirit. Through the same our Lord Jesus Christ, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the same Spirit, ever one God, world without end. Amen.